Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football Outsiders.
I love them. Aaron
you do.
Schatz. Aaron
you
Schatz does a good
believe
job.
Believe all about him.
What's his name?
Aaron Schatz. He's
Aaron
in the
Schatz.
He's in the Patriots press box. All
okay,
the time.
So he's got this as a right now the odds. the best odds for a Super Bowl. Right now is Tampa Bay versus New England. Right now.
It moved, didn't it? It moved a lot.
Speaking my language here.
Oh, my God.
Will you even allow yourself to think about that for like 5 minutes and just go back to what the build-up for week four was and imagining, you know, 2 weeks of a Bill versus Tom, and then it's just like it's just going to decide who was more important? I think somebody on Twitch actually pointed out – But what it makes you realize is that these two are so good that when they're separated, they're still the best. Like Tampa, you know what I mean? Yeah. Tom in Tampa by himself is still the best in the NFC, and Bill in New England without Tom is still the best in the AFC. It's going to piss everybody off.
I mean, people across the league have to be apoplectic about the fact that the Patriots are back on top. It was not supposed to happen this quickly. They picked the fifth quarterback. Falls to them at the 15th pick. They sign a bunch of guys in free agency, and here they are just kicking.
But even more importantly, they're taking over. They could possibly take over the biggest day in sports when both those teams, when Tampa and it's Tom Brady and it's Bill. Now, it's not like Tom Brady and Bill on one team. It's Tom Brady and Bill on separate teams. So there's an outsider can't get into the party. Like imagine all the other teams and coaches. I wouldn't even mess with it.
I think
it would be the greatest 2 weeks in the history of sports. We were talking about remember what it was like the week the Patriots played Tampa.
Yeah.
How crazy that was. We actually started talking about that game a week before it happened.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks. Who did they have before they played
Saints.
Tampa?
The Saints. The
Forget
Brady
about the
senior
Saints.
Stuff was 2 weeks
oh,
before.
Oh my God, it was the best.
Yeah.
Oh, please give me that, please. Please, Santa.
Yeah,
Santa,
it's sort of like no wonder why when these two are together, they won every single year. Like, separately, they're back in a Super Bowl. Now, because they do have the Patriots, their odds are 32.7% of winning the AFC. The second place team is actually Kansas City at 14. Like, not even close. Like, 14.
I was looking at 538 today. They have similar odds, and I don't know if they had the Patriots as the leaders in the clubhouse, but they're right there with Tennessee. But you know, not to ruin our fun here, but it's kind of meaningless because it's all, fortunately for us, it's all playing out on the field. We get a game with Tennessee this week and then two with Buffalo. So that's the beauty of the Patriots schedule here. The schedule truly does start after Thanksgiving, and the Patriots get to play all their best games.
But I agree, and I love the way they're playing. I think they got a shot at number one seed. I think they got a shot of winning the AFC. I never would have thought any of that before. But this is the game that we play every single year when Brady was the quarterback for the New England Patriots. When the postseason starts, we sit there and say, okay, there's six teams in the playoffs. Now there'll be seven. As far as teams that you're worried about, rank the quarterbacks. You know, and so, you know, we've always done that. We always looked, which quarterbacks are you worried about? Which ones do you believe in? And it was like, Josh Allen, I don't believe in him yet. You know, Lamar Jackson has to prove he's winning. You have Pat Mahomes? Okay, I trust him. You know, and I feel like if you got to that point again, no matter what the seeding is of the Patriots, where would you put them? Because of Mac Jones.
True. That's the big wild card. And I think with the Patriots, you probably overvalue them because of Belichick. He boots up Mac Jones's rating, you know? And I think you talk to people around the league, that's kind of how Mac Jones is viewed. He's just in the perfect system, and it's really a testament to Belichick and what he's created around Mac Jones. So,
yeah, that's right.
So I feel like this is the first year, I feel like, in a long time where it's been so many teams are in it. Like, there's not a dominant team in the AFC or the NFC, really, in my opinion. And especially the AFC, they're all kind of bundled up. There's a lot of, like, you know, primetime players. And then there's some others trying to, you know, identify themselves as, you know, ones to be reckoned with. Like the Buffalo Bills, the Cleveland Browns,
Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals, I think, is another sleeper. Indianapolis Colts, I think, could be considered.
The Raiders were.
I mean, but even the Raiders
are
David still.
Just dismantled.
The Raiders are still in it.
They're one game out.
The Chargers are still in it.
A lot of stuff.
The Broncos are 5-5, although a very weak 5-5, but they're still, you know, they got 7 games left. You know?
That's what I wrote on Sunday. Brady's complaining about the 17th game. You know what? The 17th game keeps more fans in it. 7 playoff teams.
Do you think that's
more
it, though?
Teams in it.
Wait, do you think that it's because of the... Because right now, imagine if you had... It was a 16-week season. You would still... Would you still have these... This record would still be what it is, basically.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
So is it just coincidence?
Well, having
it,
the 7th playoff team is a huge...
No, I like that. No, I like... I feel like it's the parity is what the league wanted. Like, not one dominant team. Every fan base is into it to the very end. I mean, really, it's Thanksgiving, and another, you know, usually 2 weeks, you go, all right, this team's out, that team's out. Okay, you don't have a chance. There's not a lot of teams that are out of it right now.
17th game this year kind of screwed you, right? That was the Dallas add-on.
Yeah.
It was a loss.
Yeah, but it gives teams more of another opportunity to turn things around. We still have 7 games left.
It's what the league wants. I mean, it's ridiculous. We were talking about it before, like an 8-3 Tennessee team. They're coming here on Sunday. I don't know who they're bringing with them. You know what I mean? There's no Derrick Henry. There's no Julio Jones. There may not be A.J. Brown. He might play. We don't know how long he comes out of the game with bad ribs. So at 8-3, like normally in a normal year, it's like, you know, 10-1 is sitting there. Like, you know, two teams, 10-1, 9-2, sitting there. Who's going to be the number one seed? There's, what, 12 teams? Do you count Miami 4-7, 13 teams?
No, they're not.
I'm just saying.
No, but there's 12 teams
the
in the
is that
NFC.
In, it.
In the NFC as well, there's 12 teams. There's 12 teams in the AFC that's still in it. 5-5 is a wild card in the NFC, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, right there, pretty much.
Two, like it's, two wild cards.
Yeah, I mean, as bad as that Falcons team is that we just saw, they're a game out of the playoffs, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, yeah, they got exactly what they want. They got parity.
I think it's great. I think it's great. I didn't think I was going to like it at all, but I love the fact that you know it what screws me up is that old school, you know, 16 game regular season schedule is 10-6. That's the number.
Well,
it's 9-7 used to get you, and now it's okay. So it's, is it 11-6? Wait, what is it? I can't remember. Okay, what is the actual number now? What's going to be the new 10-6?
Well, the 17 game schedule has screwed up everything as far as comparing to previous seasons.
Because
you want to say he's on pace for this, he's on pace for that. Well, you know, there's no comparison anymore. But
and even like your point to the whole eights that first Thanksgiving weekend. It's the week after Thanksgiving right now. You gotta change everything in your head, Ben. And completely just, you know, figure it out from scratch.
How do you feel about this Tennessee team?
I think they're a little too beat up right now. They're on the verge of breaking the NFL record for most players used in a season.
Yeah.
They've already used 82 and the record's 84. You know, A.J. Brown, if he does play, is not going to be himself. They obviously don't have Julio. Obviously, Derrick Henry is a huge loss. I think their secondary is really beat up right now. So they're just limping into Foxborough. If they had a fuller team, I mean, I love what Vrabel's done, and they had a very impressive run, but I do feel like they're kind of petering out.
Is he like the one variable here? Because we've talked about these 2-0 against him. You know, obviously the last time they played was 19 in the playoffs, right? Brady's last game. Year before they came in here, it's Pat's World in 7-2. They were 4-4, and they beat him. You know, is Vrabel the one variable, I would say, in this game?
He's the reason that you give the Titans a chance, I think. Nothing against – I love me some Ryan Tannehill, but Vrabel is like Frank Reich, not afraid of Belichick, not afraid of coming into Foxborough, and he's not going to get stage fright on the sideline. That team is going to be much better prepared than they were last week. They're gonna come to play.
Yeah, I was thinking of just the whole I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Christian, how much do you hate Vrabel for taking away all your touchdowns?
I love Vrabel. Can't you tell?
He took away your touchdowns.
No, he actually, here's the thing. He never took away mine. It was Ben Watson and Dan Graham. Those are the two guys that were drafted in the first round. At that point in time, I was really just a mentor. Like, I was a coach. I think
this guy, you can truly say all he does is catch touchdowns.
Shut up, Mike Tirico. What I was going to tell you is, so The thing that is interesting about this time of year, okay, so the Titans go on a really great run, beat a bunch of teams that made the playoffs last year. Then they get hit with this, you know, they're trying to outrun the injury bug. And for the most part, they're doing a really good job of doing it because they're beating teams that are playing bad football. They're taking advantage of those guys. So now it's caught up to them. But they have a nice big cushion, so they can still do everything they need. And imagine, let's just say you do beat them, and then they end up hosting the AFC Championship game. What is that, 8 weeks from now? 9 weeks from now? Like, think how many things are going to change by then where this game, as important it is for the Patriots, it's not as much for the Titans. Like, they can afford to burn one down and to lose a couple and still be in a good position. Because really, if you don't care about home field advantage, so you just want to get into the arena. You just want to get into the fight.
Home field advantage is that important, I think, because you get the bye and obviously
well,
the home
only
field.
For one team now, right? So it's only right. It's not two anymore. So in each conference.
So I think it is that important to get the number one seed. But yes, to your broader point, for the Titans, they just got to get healthy for the postseason. They're probably like a 98% chance for one of the top four seeds. So yeah, you don't want to waste any game because you do want that number one seed. But for them, it's much more important to get healthy for the playoffs, where if you're the Patriots, you are very healthy right now, and the only thing that can derail your season are a bunch of injuries.
See, that's that you talked about, like how the record is, what, 84 for amount of teams players, right, that have played in a season. When I look at the record, that to me is the most important thing. When I look at their record, it is – hold on, let me just pull it up real quick because I had it the other day. It is they're 8-2. Despite all the injuries and new faces coming in. And only five other teams in the history have used 80-plus players in a season, and that combined record for those teams is 18-16-61-1, which is all coaching, which is such an asset for them.
So 18-61 combined.
18-61.
And they're 8-3 right now.
And, well, and the Titans are 8-2 with all those. The point is that
you keep saying 8-2.
No, so the Titans are 8-2 despite all the issues. But my point was, only five other teams in the history have used 80-plus players. Their record is 18-61-1.
Yeah, because usually it's the crappy teams that have a lot of injuries.
Well, because you have so many injuries, you suck. Because you lost
You just
everybody.
Can't overcome but it. But he is.
I think it proves your point that Vrabel is a heck of a coach.
He's a great coach. Because I feel like, I was telling Lou, they're very similar. I don't feel like Vrabel really wants to be associated with Bill as much as people want them to be. Like, he's the Padawan. Like, Joe Judge and all these other coaches that go out there and have no success, he's the one guy that wasn't even on his staff that has the most success out of all of them, I think is interesting. And I don't think Vrabel really wants it to be – like, I saw his press conference, and they wouldn't even answer any questions about it. He avoided it.
So this is – what's your boy's name? Aaron Schatz?
Schatz.
Okay. So he has tweets this up. Odds of the number one seed playoff odds simulator. Football Outsider playoff simulator. So, if the Patriots beat the Titans, the Patriots have a 36% chance of the number one seed and the Titans 13. I think that Titans number is a little bit low, but we'll get into that later. If the Titans beat the Patriots, Tennessee is 52% chance and New England 6. As we said, like you can't lose this game on Sunday and think you can get a number one seed. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's not all about the number one seed, but still, they're in position to get it. But you can't. You can't be two games behind the Titans with a loss head-to-head. Can't happen. When I say the Titans are 13%, even if they lose this game, have you seen the rest of their schedule?
Cupcakes.
I mean, they could
That's
lose.
That's my point.
They could lose this game and finish the year.
Hey,
like 13-4.
But real quick to
win out
to the point about, you know, head-to-head and everything, the Patriots might have to sweep the Bills because that Dolphins loss is looming. For the AFC East, the first tiebreaker is your record in division games. So the Patriots lost to the Dolphins in week one loom. So you might have to sweep the Bills.
Oh, sweep the leg.
Or just beat them by a game. Because I just think the Bills are frauds anyways. So we'll see how that. By the way, real quick, your boy Football Outsiders. More probable odds for Super Bowls. The number one, is again, like we said, is the Tom Brady reunion.
Please,
New England,
God.
New England versus Tampa. 9.9% chance of that happening. Number two is the Chandler Jones reunion. Arizona versus New England at 7.8. Number three, Battle of the Dynasties. Dallas versus New England, 5-2. And then you get the rematch of last year, Tampa versus Kansas City. And then you get Super Bowl, 31 rematch, Green Bay versus New England. New England is probable to have four of the top five Super Bowl matches, according to Football Outsiders. Is this guy like a Patriot fan?
He is local. He is local.
The funny thing is, like,
does that play into it? And it was calculations in the computer. Like, is there any bias there?
I want to know what this $10, why Tampa Bay versus Tennessee is the $10 bowl.
See, Tyler and I were back here, and we thought it was just something that the older folks might understand, and that it's just over our head because we're in our
30s. Tampa Bay versus Tennessee. What about the, could you guys, you want to dissect the Texas Tech reunion special, Arizona versus Kansas City? What is that about?
Not really.
Oh, Mahomes and Kyler Murray.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was sitting there going, what is this one about?
$10 bowl. That
no, that's Mahomes versus Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, that's right. Kingsbury. Yeah, even better. Tyler, right. good
we'll
pick.
We'll figure that one out.
The Dungy Bowl.
You like the Calais Campbell reunion special?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great ratings bonanza. Yeah. That one.
Arizona, Baltimore.
Yeah, how about Gronk's homecoming? Tampa versus Buffalo.
Oh, okay. I'm down with that.
What Battle of the Old Bays, Tampa Bay versus Baltimore.
Dallas versus Baltimore, AT and M&T Bowl.
What? AT
and M&T?
And M&T. Is that the...
Because they play at M&T Stadium. And
AT&T. Oh, that's too wordy.
Whatever. That's just a mess. All right, listen, we come back. I don't know if you caught the little Manning cast last night, but Bubs was on there, Julian Edelman. He was on there. I guess one word could describe as maybe awkward. I don't know. We'll get to that in a little bit. As well as we get Ben's thoughts on what's going on with Antonio Brown, a little more news down there in Tampa Bay. We'll get on that as well. As Maloney Fourier with Ben Volen continues after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.